You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Tides rise and fall, and believe it or not, we can make a connection of that to discussions of loans and toilet paper during this pandemic when so many of us are being asked to stay at home.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Good morning.
So I think that this has got to be probably the sixth, maybe the seventh week that we've done these pandemic-related topics, and we've been getting some great questions. It sounds like we got another good one this week.
We did. People are paying close attention to language and writing us about it. In this case, it was Therese who wrote, and here I'm going to quote, "With the limit on grocery store runs under the shelter-in-place order, I have heard people say that they make sure that they have enough food or other supplies to tide them over, while other people hope that they have enough to tie them over. Are my ears bad? Are there different terms? Which one is correct?" So, love this question. And one of the things I love about it is that I had not given this expression any thought at all until we got this question. Which version do you use, Rebecca? Tied over or tie over?
Definitely tied over. But I have heard people say the other way, tie over.
And can you think of a context in which you'd use it?
Just like Therese said, food and groceries. You know, I'm doing these weekly grocery store trips now. I used to be kind of a every other day kind of person. So now I'm thinking, oh, do I have enough bananas to tide me over? Do I have enough, I don't know, probably something ridiculous, cookies, pickles. I really like pickles.
Yeah, and I have to say before this, I also used tide over with food. And it would often be in the context of, for example, a snack. And whether the snack was going to help tide me over until dinner. It is when you look at the use of tied over, and it is tied over historically as opposed to tie over, it has usually been used with food and with money. And we do see it in the coverage of the coronavirus. And let me just give you a few examples. Here's one. Companies in Australia and New Zealand raised nearly $12 billion to tide over coronavirus crisis. Or that people saying perhaps new treatment options can tide us over until we get a vaccine. And also some, you know, really sad stories about people saying we have almost no savings to tide us over. Now, the meaning of this is to help someone with a temporary measure to get through a difficult period or to get through until there'll be relief. And tide over comes from boats and the sea, just as one might expect it to. You can think about, for example, a boat that is stuck on a sandbar and it needs the tide to get into the harbor. So the high water will carry it into the harbor, or a boat that can't sail without wind and so it is riding the tide. And that's where this comes from. You see the metaphorical meaning by about the 1800s to tide over. But even earlier, we can find the noun being used as a metaphor. And here I'm going to quote Shakespeare, because why not? This comes from Julius Caesar, and Brutus says, "There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune." So you can see the metaphor of sort of watching for that high tide and then riding it. And that is the same thing of tiding us over to when things get better. Now, what is your past tense of this verb?
Oh, gosh. Tided. We'll go with tided.
Go with tided. And I have to say, once I thought, oh my gosh, do I ever put that in the past tense? Which I do. And when you put it in context, it's easier. And you say, I'm going to go back to snacks. So I had a snack and it tided me over to dinner.
It sounds better in context. That's
for sure. It definitely sounds better in context. But to return to the question, historically, it has been tied over and it is related to the sea.
Well, I think that's enough language trivia to tide us over until next week. And until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good Sunday.
Can hardly wait to talk to you next week.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.